parang sa love, are you really in love with the person or are you just in love with the idea of being in love? You are listening to Happy Day on Podcast. Life lessons, learning from the experiences of others, sharing God's love, and hopefully inspiring every listener on this podcast. Welcome to our third episode. I am so happy na nakakatatlong episode na tayo. Small victories man, I think it's one way of keeping the fire burning. You should always celebrate even the smallest victories of your life. So for our episode for today, related pa rin siya dun sa previous episode natin, which was how to make your dreams come true. Okay, given, natupad na yung pangarap mo. But, what's next? Minsan kasi, ang tagal nating pinag-pray, pinaghirapan, yung mga pangarap natin. And then, sumasablay pa tayo the way we handle them. Totoo naman, that when God gives blessings, He adds no trouble to it. But you know, sometimes, the way we handle our blessings gives us the trouble. The hardest part kasi of achieving the dream is realizing what comes next. Parang, is this what you really want? Or nakulong ka lang dun sa idea for the longest time na ito yung pangarap mo, kaya nung naabot mo na, you're confused, you're lost again. Kaya it's very important na nagkakaroon ka lagi ng self-check. Ito ba talaga yung gusto mo? Parang sa love. Are you really in love with the person or are you just in love with the idea of being in love? Well, next episode siguro we can tackle that. But today, what we'll be talking about is how do you keep the fire burning? With this one, I have my personal testimony. So last 2019, I made one of the biggest decisions in my life. At 25, I resigned from my work as a government employee. Permanent government employee. May GSIS, may benefits, name it. Empleyado ng gobyerno benefit, ganern. Last year around early June, my former college professor informed me na hiring sila sa State University kung saan ako gumraduate. So, napaisip talaga ako because it was a dream na tinatry kong i-delay kasi takot ako. So, nung sinabi sa akin na hiring sila, I really prayed for it. I knew in my heart na this is what I really want. But you know, it was a struggle kasi ang hirap mag-resign dun sa current work ko. Alam mo yon, yung parang should I pursue my dream and lose what I have now? Yung mga ganon. College pa lang ako, I really had the desire to teach. I really want to make an impact in the lives of others. But due to other circumstances, napunta ako sa ibang field, which I am very grateful din naman kasi I met a lot of great and wonderful people along that journey. I met friends who eventually became family. I had mentors na alam kong pinili ni Lord to mold me. Kaya to my previous bosses, you have no idea kung gaano po kalaki yung naging impact niyo sa buhay ko. Thank you so much. I grew and I learned, kaya naniniwala talaga ako na walang aksidente kay Lord. I've been through that journey for a specific purpose. So going back, July 8, first day of living the dream na, di ba? Mukhang exciting, parang hayahay na yung buhay kasi andito na ako eh for the longest time. Ito yung pinag-pray ko tapos finally nandito na. Nasa State University na ako at magtuturo na ako. But you know, totoo pala talaga that beginnings are usually the hardest. Day 1, sige, okay pa, masaya pa, di ba? Until day 3. Imagine, day 3 pa lang ako, nag-breakdown na ako. Panggabi yung klase ko nun, so late na ako nakaka-uwi. Dun sa day 3 ko na yon, pagka-uwi ko, umupo lang ako saglit and then yumuko ako. You know, ang sinabi lang sa akin ng mami ko, in Kapampangan na ang sabi niya, ay kapagal na ruguni nga na ako. Or in Tagalog, parang, ay pagod naman yung anak ko. You know, I cried. I literally cried. Parang feeling ko, I suddenly felt na yung bigat sa balikat ko naging visible, yung bigla ko siyang naramdaman ng bonggang-bongga. I really had a hard time adjusting, sobra. Siguro dahil na rin sa previous work ko, I became very comfortable. They became my comfort zone. The people I've been with before I entered teaching, they really became family to me. So, ang laking adjustment sa akin. But you know, naisip ko, if I give up now, hindi ko makikita what's waiting for me on the other side. Even if it means losing valuable things. I mean, from a permanent job, inaccept ko yung trabaho na hindi muna permanent for now. I had to go through process, of course, but it's still very hard. Pero during that time, very timely na narinig ko yung podcast ni Miss Joy Spring. Guess niyo doon si Miss Aurora Suarez. Ang sabi ni Miss Aurora Suarez doon, nahihirapan ka ngayon, hindi naman dahil hindi ka magaling. Nahihirapan ka kasi bago sa'yo yan, nag-uumpisa ka pa lang. Then you know that gave me the motivation to keep on going. Now mukhang mahaba-haba pa no ito if I keep on testifying, but I would like to go to my point number one. Once you have that dream already, to keep the fire burning, you have to be firm and do not lose heart. Kapag andun na yung dream come true mo, huwag mong bibitawan. Huwag mo kaagad bibitawan just because nahihirapan ka. Pag andun ka na sa peak na konting-konti na lang, bibitaw ka na. Think of the very reason why you even started. Kung bakit ito talaga yung gusto mo. Kasi sino ba naman yung nag-umpisa na magaling kaagad, diba? Yung kahit mukhang hindi tayo nag-excel, ganon. Eventually, you know, in time, kapag hindi mo yan sinukuan, magiging magaling ka din. You just have to decide every single day that this is what you really want. I remember yung nabasa kong book, I just don't remember anymore kung ano yung title. Ang sabi niya, isulat mo yung pangarap mo. May it be in your journal, in your notepad, or sa dingding. Para every single day nagigising ka, maaalala mo yung pangarap mo and it will give you the motivation to pursue it. Madalas kasi, because of the circumstances around us, nakakalimutan na natin yung sarili natin. Yung sarili nating pangarap. So ayun, just to remind you again to pursue your dream. So going back, be firm and don't lose heart. Even in relationships naman eh, pray ka ng pray na ibigay sa'yo ni Lord yung man of your dreams mo or yung woman of your dreams mo. Tapos, pag andyan na, tinitake for granted mo. Tinitake for granted natin. Why? Kasi andyan na eh. Nasa'yo na. Which leads me to my second point. Pray for it even more. The moment na nakuha mo yung pangarap mo, dapat mas dun mo siya iluhod sa panalangin. Why? Because it's the hardest part. Yung andun ka na. Kasi you know, it's either you'll lose it or you'll make it your world. Pray that the Lord will sustain you. Kasi the Lord placed that in your heart for a certain reason. You pray na yung pangarap na yon, it will create something good in you and it will make you a better person. Kasi sometimes, the moment we receive our answered prayer, the moment we achieve our dreams, that is also the time that we forget everything. We forget the people who helped us. We forget that it is God who made it possible for us. So it's really important na kapag naabot mo na yung pangarap mo, you always give God the glory and you pray for it even more. And you know, praying is not just about telling God everything you want, everything you need, and everything that matters to you. Praying is also about listening. Salita tayo ng salita, tapos nagtataka tayo kung bakit walang sagot si Lord. Yun pala, hindi tayo tumigil sa pagsasalita, paano natin maririnig yung sinasabi ni Lord? Kaya nga dalawa yung tenga natin at isa yung bibig natin. Even in the Bible it says, in James 1:19, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." Matuto tayong makinig kay Lord. I remember this prayer na narinig ko. Ang sabi niya, "Lord, Lord, siya po talaga yung gusto ko eh. Ganito na lang. Kung hindi niyo po siya ibibigay sa akin, ako na lang po yung ibigay niyo sa kanya." O diba? That is what you want. But have you asked God, "Lord, is this what you really want for me?" Even in the Bible, it says in Proverbs 19:21, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." Which is much better kasi alam mo na yung plano ni Lord para sa'yo, mas maganda, mas malaki, mas ikakabuti mo. Diba? I remember yung verse na nabanggit natin last episode, which is, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." Psalms 37:4. So, after kasi na ma-upload yung second episode, nanood ako ng ilang mga videos sa YouTube and napunta ako dun sa isang video ni Jericho Arceo. I know you know him. Ito din yung verse na binanggit niya, which is Psalms 37:4. Pero yung revelation niya dito sa verse na to, sobrang iba. Diba tayo, ang take natin dito, you take delight in the Lord and He will give you kung ano yung dinedesire ng puso mo. Ibibigay sa iyo ni Lord kung ano yung nasa heart mo. But you know, His revelation is much bigger and wider. For Him, yung verse na to, it's take delight in the Lord and si Lord yung magbibigay ng kung ano yung dapat dinedesire ng puso natin. And He will give you the desires of your heart. Sobrang mind-blowing nung narinig ko yung revelation niya dun sa verse na yon. And I realize, in this life, sana dumating tayo dun sa point na gugustuhin na natin kung ano yung mga plano ni Lord para sa atin. Hindi na yung mga plano natin para sa sarili natin, but His plans. Because His plans are better than our plans for ourselves. That's why it is very important na you're comfortable talking to God. Kasi kahit anong season pa yan ng buhay mo, whether in sowing or in reaping, dapat kasama mo si Lord. And for our last point, let love be your motivating factor in everything you do. Anything done in love is always worth it. Dream profession man yan, like me, no? It's teaching and itong podcast. And yung pagsulat ko ng libro, ultimate dream ko kasi talaga yon. In relationships naman, any motivation outside of love is not genuine. The very first reason you pursue is because you love that person, nothing more and nothing less. And you can only get that kind of love if you are deeply rooted in the love of Christ. I firmly believe kasi na someone can only love you fully kung yung love na meron siya ay nanggagaling kay Lord. Sa ultimate source of love, diba? I'll upload siguro another episode sa topic na to, which I am also excited kasi it's one of the topics na gusto ko talagang itackle, especially sa mga kabataan. So again, to keep the fire burning, be firm and don't lose heart, pray for it even more, and let love be your motivating factor in everything you do. So that sums up our episode number 3. I hope and I pray na you get to testify one day na hindi mo sinukuan yung pangarap mo. So for our verse for today, it's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. May this verse remind us how beautiful the things that God has in store for us. I remember yung sinabi ng isang preacher na, hindi natatakot si Lord na hindi mo kayanin yung pinagdadaanan mo ngayon. Why? Kasi wala naman siyang balak na iwan ka. Ang sarap sa pakiramdam na alam mo na may plano si Lord sa'yo. Plans na mas malaki, mas grand, mas wide, mas better kesa dun sa mga pangarap mo para sa sarili mo. You know, God got you. So that would be all for our episode number 3. Thank you for staying until the very end. Sobrang maraming salamat. Keep safe and God bless. Love, happy day.